and beginning a period of meditation, I'll invite you first to let your eyes open if they're not already. And with the eyes gently open, seeing the space that we're in, and even letting your gaze move around. This is particularly good if you're new here, but even if you're a regular, you may notice that really letting the eyes take in the room changes how we feel in it. This is a way of coming into presence through the eyes and through the sense of the physical space. As you let your eyes move through the space, you might notice where they naturally are drawn or land. And if your eyes land somewhere, if there's somehow something draws their interest, let your gaze pause there for a moment and just take in some of the details of what you're seeing. As you do, you might notice that as your eyes rest somewhere, often some aspect of what you're seeing is shining out to you as interesting. Whether it's something that's beautiful or just draws your attention somehow. Letting your gaze rest there for a moment. I'm seeing how that resting with your gaze, connecting to the external environment, perhaps draws your attention out of the mind stream. It can be a way to let go of being lost in thought. And it brings us into the space. So doing that, then, either letting your eyes remain open and they can stay a little mobile, can rest gently anywhere. Let some of your attention come back to sense your body, its posture. You might notice if the sense of yourself in the physical space echoes in a way back into your body. As a sense of ease here. Very often we come to meditation groups or sanghas or sacred spaces like churches because they give us a feeling of being safe or welcome. And so seeing where we are can awaken or brighten that sense of being safe or welcome. As you feel your body in the space, resonant with what's here now, it might feel good to let the eyes close and the attention to drop inward in a traditional meditation way. It might feel more comfortable to let the eyes rest open, staying awake to the space around you. And not going inward immediately. Experimenting for a few moments in silence, feeling for the qualities of ease and safety, comfort. And if in any way your experience is of difficulty or challenge, in these first moments, let's see if you can sense what that is. If it's an ache in the body that maybe adjusting your posture can make more comfortable. If it's an ache in the heart, it might be that bringing your attention again out into the space or to something beautiful in the space can balance the inner ache with an external spaciousness. basis of this kind of practice is to feel the qualities of ease and presence that come when we're not lost in our inner story. This is part of what we always try for in meditation. In this style of practice, we use the eyes and the sense of the external as a way to find ourselves more and more just where we are, to feel that there is not a threat to us here, or if we do feel a sense of threat, which might be habitual and it might be very old in our life, we use the open eyes as a way to remind or suggest to our sensitive bodies and hearts that although we may feel a kind of threat or danger, that perhaps that threat or danger is not actively present here. That this might indeed be a safe enough space. Even if we know this in our minds, can we feel it through our bones and let the cells and bones, the musculature, the defenses soften a little? So we'll continue in silence. You can practice with the eyes open or closed. The basic guideline is to find ourselves present through the senses, to connect with pleasure or ease or anything that is less distressed, and only to go inside towards stillness, maybe toward the breath or the body more deeply, when it feels delicious to do so. Safe, pleasurable, like a place we want to be. If the inner space starts to feel more challenged, we can always reopen the eyes, connect with the space, and begin again with the external. Cultivating pleasure as the foundation